It's the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. We talk motoring every Thursday with David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, how are things today?
Pretty good, Andrew, pretty good.
You had a recent experience. We spoke about it a few weeks ago where you had to get a lift because the car that you were taking for a test drive had a flat, and you had an experience with an interesting truckie by the sound of it.
Look, you know, tow truck drivers are stereotyped, perhaps, as our radio announcers, into certain categories, yet I think that there's a glorious diversity out there and people that live and see some wide characteristics of life, not all of it necessarily good or necessarily easy to live with. The bloke I got, it gave me a lift down to Bulladealer and then down to Newcastle with the little mini on the back of the tray. Now, this is a bloke who for 50 years has been in tow trucks and owned shops and mechanic shops and so on. And you might, you know, well, he can call a spade a bloody shovel if you don't mind. Actually, possibly even a little bit more fruity. But the point about it, I really love, this guy has an OAM for his separate work for charity.
Fantastic
now,
work.
I just think that's wonderful. And great sense of humour. Look, he said, I own, you know, he bought a big Ram truck. That's a big American Ute sort of truck.
Yes.
He wanted to do it, but bureaucracy was getting in the way. But he bought a big truck. And he said, and it's got a 5.7-litre Hemi petrol engine. I've driven them, and they do use fuel consumption. He put it much better. He said that when he drove into the main street of Bulladealer, all the petrol bowsers leaned towards him and said, please, me, me, me. I just thought that was absolutely lovely, you know, the way he took that. Interesting, and we talked about a range of things, including Bulladealer. What's it like now? The bypass is, you know, what, 10 years or more, but
yeah,
you know, has gone through. How did, you know? And there were different issues. What does it mean for a person individually, but also what does it mean for the town? Turning the town into perhaps a trendy destination that you might pop to, rather than just a, you know, stop at the service station, buy a can of fizzy drink and a sugar bar, and then move on. It's quite different. The last time I was through there, I stopped on the side of the bank of the river. It was really rather pleasant, very pleasant.
It's a lovely part of the world. Just on the tow truck driver there, I've got a very good mate. We worked together many years ago, and he ended up finding himself in the tow truck industry, and he absolutely loves it and adores it. He loves the fact that he can do a bit of problem solving, and also he gets to meet a new person at every single job.
Yeah, and I think there's great variety. The thing we talked about with my mate, if I may call him that, I hope I can. I hope he honours me with that opportunity, was, you know, how cars have changed and how they're safer in many ways, how the road is much safer. You've got to be watched being a bit bored on the road. That's fine. Yet overall, the amount of safety on that is enormous. 50 years ago, he went to his first accident of a Morris 1100. And sadly, the person had died, and he struggled to come to grips with that. But he tells the lovely stories of his father saying, son, you've got to be able, you know, the best way to help the dead is to keep busy and you know, and do your job.
Yeah.
But he meets, you know, the smart Alex, he meets, you know, pretentious people, but he meets good people as well.
That's a fantastic story. It always is a good opportunity when something goes wrong, if you have a chance to meet somebody new, to find out a little bit more about them. What do you think?
Look, I stopped at the BMW dealer and had a chat to a copper who has a Highway Patrol BMW. But again, you know, what we talked about a couple of weeks ago, you know, he'd had three flats in 2 weeks. You know, the tyres and the wheels are made for great performance, but and I'm not condemning any manufacturer. That's what the market is demanding. And he wanted a good-performing car.
Yeah.
But, you know, out on the country roads with potholes and patches and water that conceals a deep pothole, you know, you can go through a few tyres.
You definitely can. David Brown, as always, thank you very much for talking some motoring. We will catch up again next week and talk some more.
I look forward to it.